It is that time of the season. The Serie A 11s are being announced. If you haven't seen ours, go online and have a look at each of our individual ones. But it is time to talk about the DC Collective Serie A 11. I think by the colour of the shirts, we're all agreeing that it should be Antonio Conte as the coach, with maybe Claudio Ranieri just as his assistant, maybe?
Yeah.
Vincenzo Italiano as the understudy?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with? Okay, so our 11s, let's get into them. Dan, Emmett, David here in the studios in London, ready to deliver the verdict on who we think, based on the Serie A merits, for me anyway, should be in the Serie A 11. So Dan, take us through your 11, just quickly.
Yeah, so it's Milinkovic, Savic in goal, a three-man defence because we all agreed on a 3-5-2 formation.
Should just a disclosure here, it is a 3-5-2 based on the traditional Italian formations. Most of the clubs play with a three-man defence, so we're going with a 3-5-2.
Yeah, so we've got the five midfielders. We have two wing-backs and three central midfielders, which is why we're not going to have five actual central midfielders just to fill the role.
We want to actually display that we've got left side
we want
right
an 11
side
that could actually be functional on the pitch.
And a 3-5-2 is also a 5-3-2 in defence. Yeah. That's how it works.
So I've got Milinkovic, Savic in goal, Bastoni, Rahmani and Lukumi as the three-man defence. And then Miranda and Denzel Dumfries, the two wing-backs. Reinders, McTominay, Barella in midfield. Please give me that midfield any day of the week, twice on a Sunday. And then Retegui and Moise Kean up top. There's goals in that team. There is hard-running midfielders. There's rogue defenders. There's wing-backs. There's everything. It's a phenomenal team.
Your keeper's been in good form, especially for a mid-table club. Yeah. I guess that's going to be our main point of concern, is who's going to be a keeper, because I think we've all chosen three different keepers. So stick with us and let us know in the comments if you think that we've made the wrong decisions or if there's someone else that should be in this side. So before we dissect Dan's side, tell us your 11.
So obviously, David, 3-5-2, Kiarnaseki in goal, Rahmani, Bukema and Bastoni at the back.
You got Bologna, the defender, in there.
Yeah. After their good season. In midfield, they've got Dodo, McTominay, Reinders, Paz and Ndoye.
So Ndoye left side.
Yeah.
And it's Dodo on the right.
Up front, Retegui and Lukaku.
Okay. Fairly good choices there. I can see maybe there will be a couple of disagreements. Let's go through mine just quickly. It is Miles Villa of Roma in goal. So three different keepers we have. I also have Ismaili from Empoli at the back. It's a controversial choice for some. Dan has a little giggle there. Amir Rahmani, probably the best defender, most consistent defender, played every game for Napoli this season. They won the title. And Dika from Roma played every minute of the season. And then we've got Di Lorenzo right side, Miranda left side, Paz McTominay as the two central midfielders, and just Orsolini hovering just between the lines to support Moise Kean and Matteo Retegui. So we agree on about half a dozen players in our official Serie A collective 11, but there are a few differences. We're going to debate that now. We'll start with a goalkeeper because we need a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Svila is the best. Dan, tell us the reasons behind Milinkovic Savic.
Well, first of all, I think that my choice of keeper is a keeper. Took a while, didn't it?
Did you rehearse that in the mirror at home, or what happened?
Literally thought about it 30 seconds ago.
Okay.
I'm a natural talent. When you look at the stats, there are players who, the good keepers, who have kept more clean sheets this season than he has. He's kept 10 clean sheets. I just think that, like, the impact that he's had on the team is you can't quantify with numbers. Torino have been the most mid-table of mid-table teams for
mediocre
a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been brilliant. Had it not been for Milinkovic Savic, you watch Torino and you're thinking they could be in serious danger of being dragged into.
You know who he reminds me of? Guglielmo Vicario in that season at Empoli before Tottenham signed him. He had that much impact to sort of.
Yeah.
Obviously, Torino would have maybe just avoided the bottom three without him, but still, he had that level of maybe 6-7 points difference from having him in the team.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got that the sort of the presence about him than. You know, as I said, you can't really quantify with the stats. And I think you can also see that he's the sort of modern keeper that is good with the ball at his feet, is relatively comfortable.
He's about 18 foot tall. So
exactly.
We are going to quantify it with stats to decide this, by the way, Dan. He hates the stats. I mean, at the end of the day, we know what stats are. They differentiate at the end of the day. And I guess we're going to decide this maybe on clean sheets if we can't decide on someone. Tell us why Marco Kanaseki should be in our 11.
Well, he kept 13 clean sheets this season in Serie A, which makes him fourth or fifth, I believe, in the overall ranking of goalkeepers. And he also kept five clean sheets in the Champions League, so 18 in all comps. He's only 24. He's only going to get better. 72% save percentage from shots faced. And I do think that he's only going to get better. Atalanta obviously leave a lot of space in behind because of Gasperini's vision of football. And I just think that I do believe all our goalkeepers, all three of ours, have a right to be included in Team of the Year. But I just think Kiernazaki, because Atalanta are more open than other teams, he has did very well to repel the shots that he's faced. So that is my reason.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dan.
Can you see? No, I mean, yeah.
Debunk that.
I don't disagree with that at all. I do think that while Atalanta leave a lot of space in behind, Kiernazaki perhaps benefits from playing
under
behind
well.
better defenders than Milinkovic-Savic does, because, you know,
that's the thing. The two extremes there. You've got such a dynamic attacking side where the keeper has to be alert 24/7. Yeah. Then you have to be alert 24/7 because Torino is so mediocre at the back.
Yeah.
That, you know, they lost Bongiorno in the summer. So, yeah, there's two different aspects there. Okay, let me put mine forward. Milos Villar has been a revelation for Roma, especially considering the two halves of the season they had, pre-Ranieri, post. So starting the season, we were worried for Roma that they were going to get relegated. Of course, he would have conceded a lot of goals in that time. They lost to absolutely everyone, and at best were getting draws. But along with Alex Meret, he leads clean sheets in the league, and that is testament to Roma's second half of the season. And for that, like, Milos Villar has been incredible in goal. We've seen Roma just miss out on Champions League, I think. And a lot of the times he got the man of the match, MVP. A lot of the times he was the difference maker. Like in the Gazettas, in all the papers, they absolutely, you know, they gave him the plaudits. The accolades went to Zvila a lot of the time, more so than the outfield players to score goals or to just make sure that they continue their undefeated run. It was him at the back. He was a pillar right there. If you look at clean sheets, he only lacks behind Alex Meret. And we all know why Meret has all the clean sheets, because he's got the league's best defense in front of him. Only conceded, 27 goals, Napoli. And Roma did not. He won 20 games, Zvila. He also only lost 9. When you compare that to Kiernazaki, who lost who only won 19, his clean sheet ratio was 38 compared to 42% for Zvila. So there's a little edge above there over Kiernazaki. And in terms of Milinkovic-Savic, well, you know, poor Milinkovic-Savic is never going to have that amount of clean sheets.
No, of course not.
So I put forward my case. I agree that all of our keepers could be in the side, and this is probably the biggest decision we need to make. Yeah. None of us have chosen the same goalkeeper. So,
I mean,
who's willing to change and who's willing to not?
I think between the two, I probably pick Sviller over Kiernazaki if I were to choose, because I think, as you said, it's been superb second half of the season. I think if anything, Kiernazaki was better in the first half of the season, then his performances dipped a bit. But again, you know, you're splitting hairs there, really, because Atalanta were probably better in the first half of the season, and then their performances took a dip.
If you want to know about the amount of saves in the season, Milinkovic-Savic actually made 129. He leads that stat. And then it is Villa third on 117, Kiernazaki in fifth on 97. So there's a massive difference between Kiernazaki and
shows the amount of shots that Kiernazaki and Milinkovic-Savic
are facing. It's the way Gasperini plays football as well, even though they're so high up the field and there's loads of space in behind. Yeah. The shots aren't coming towards him like they are.
Man, it's the way that Nolli plays football.
Ducking and weaving.
The team just sits there and it's like a sitting duck.
like an 18-foot-tall ninja. Yeah. So are you willing to have your arm sort of twisted on this?
I mean, I say Svilar probably has been the most improved goalkeeper in Serie A over the last year. I think it was De Rossi. They kind of brought him into the team over Rui Patrizio at the end of last season.
Yeah, thankfully for Roma.
Yeah, exactly. And he is arguably one of the most valuable goalkeepers in the league. So I suppose if I had to lean one way or the other, I would probably go with Svilar, just because he's got immense potential. But he might not stick around.
I'm still sticking with Svilar, but I think Milinkovic-Savic is probably my next preferred over Kiernazaki, only because he's been peppered. You know, there's been no mercy on him the whole season. So are we in agreement that it should be Milos Svilar as the goalkeeper?
I'll say so.
Okay, done. We have our goalkeeper. Let us know if you agree with that. Roma fans probably will. Maybe not Atalanta and Torino, but let's move on to the defenders, because we only have agreed on Amir Rahmani, the Napoli central defender. Let's have a quick look at Emmett's. He chose Bologna's Sam Bokema and Alessandro Bastoni. I think we need to decide Bastoni's in this lineup because two of you have already selected.
Yeah.
Two trumps one. So I guess we would have a look at my other selections there with Ismaili and also the other one is
Ndicka.
Ndicka. Now, Ndicka for me played every minute of the season. And Roma were huge.
And also, I mean, the fact that you mentioned the amount of shots, the amount of saves that Villa's had to pull off goes to show that the defense is solid in front of him. Yeah. And they could play the massive
Came together under Claudio.
Yeah.
Ismaili, obviously you guys won't entertain that. But a lot of the stats, and I'm going on stats here, and a lot of other people do agree that Ismaili will probably leave Empoli for a bigger club this season. He's got interest from abroad. So for me, playing for a relegated side and being probably the best player of the season, to me it stood out.
Yeah, you can still shame in a rubbish team.
Yeah, interceptions and all. And again, like Milinkovic-Savic, who's going to have all the shots come at him, Ismaili's going to have a lot of defenders running at him. And for interceptions and being able to make tackles and all those kind of stats, he was in the top three or four most of them.
Empoli had the best defensive record in the league for the first
For about the first month,
They were genuinely a surprise package, at the start of the season, like a house on fire and then
Europa
the house
League
burned
dreams.
Down.
Yeah, yeah. The house burned down. We all knew that was coming. But so Ismaili, I guess we're ruling him out. Ndicka for me is solid. Let's have a look. Bokema is the other one that Emmett's got, and also Lukumi, his teammate at Bologna.
Yeah. I think you could go either way with one of them, because they've both been exceptional for Bologna under Italiano. So I guess it all just depends on which way we want to go.
I guess it's a matter of style there, isn't it? Bokema is more a sort of cultured centre-back. Is the sort of more of a Rio Ferdinand to Lukumi's Nemanja Vidic.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I probably prefer Lukumi over Bokema. It's marginal.
Yeah.
But for me, Ndicka, 38 games. I'm not going to push here because I've already got the Svilar on the team. But let me know who you prefer out of maybe, are we ruling out Bokema here? Would you go Bokema?
It's a tough choice. I like them both. I do think Lukumi is maybe slightly, I wouldn't say a better player, but he's slightly further ahead in his development as a player. He's got, I think they both have enormous margin to develop into even better players than they are. But of the two, I'll tell you what, I'm going Lukumi. Because when I interviewed Lewis Ferguson, he told me that Bokema is partial to a bottle of Iron Brew, and I cannot stand that stuff.
So that's a deciding factor.
Offense to Bokema, who's been a terrific player, but no, I'm going Lukumi.
Yeah, I'm going with Lukumi over Bokema as well.
Yeah.
Would you prefer Lukumi over Ndicka?
I think, if Ndicka is left-footed, so if you're going left-sided centre-back, you would have to go with a left-footer if we're going to be realistic about it. And
well, Bastoni's in the team.
Yeah.
And he does play at LCB, if we're going to be pedantic about it.
Yeah, he can play anywhere,
really. But Romani can play on the right.
Yeah.
So you need someone in the middle.
Well, it could be Bastoni and it could be Lukumi, or it could be Ndicka. So
I think that if you're having Romani and Bastoni, you need Lukumi, that you need like a rogue.
Okay.
American defender, no nonsense,
What do you think? Are we all voting for Lukumi or are you still going to go with Farini on this?
I mean, I suppose you need the Bonucci to the Chiellini. You need a ball-playing centre-back along with the rugged, takes-no-nonsense.
Okay, well, Evan and Dick, I tried. We're going with Lukumi, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go to Lukumi, who makes part of that three-man defence with Bastoni, Ragmani, Lukumi. So moving on, McTominay is unanimous in our side. McFratma and also Campione. Yes, McTominay. So two of us have voted for Reinders from Milan. Two of us have voted for Nico Paz from Como. So they're automatically selected. Two votes gets them into the side. But we need to talk about the right side because none of us have the same right-sided wing back. I've chosen Di Lorenzo. Dan, who'd you go with?
Denzel Dumfries, big Dens.
Talk us through why he should be there as opposed
to Di
Lorenzo.
Three assists in 29 games in Serie A. I think he's one of the best wing backs in Europe.
Good pace.
And he's such a good player that Inter Milan season took a severe knock when he was out. And I think there is no button. You can't pay much more credit than to say that the season almost went off the rails when he wasn't in the team. Obviously, he's been excellent in Europe. I know that for the purpose of this exercise, we're only focusing on Serie A. But as I said, 7 goals, 3 assists, or 10 goals involvements, as the kids say these days.
It's 2 assists, my friend. So I'm going to deduct a point. Now we're going to rule him out, Evan. Okay,
It's three where I'm looking.
He did get some, well, it's two on, I'm looking on Soccerway. Where are you looking at? Transfermarkt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, we'll say 9 or 10. So obviously in terms of goal involvements, Dumfries is quite good on the right side. He's a bit of a box crasher this season as well. Overhead kick here and there, but that's Champions League. Let's leave that out. Serie A, the focus is there. Now you went with Dodo.
Dodo from Fiorentina. Big fan of Dodo. I think he got 6 assists this season. It would have been a lot more if Moise Kean had been a bit more prolific. Anytime I watched the Fiorentina game, Dodo was assisting or pre-assisting Kean, who would squander chance after chance. And he gets up and down.
Pre-assist, I don't think. Please, let's not make this a thing. All They're right. definitely not a thing. This is not high soccer.
Well, he's chance creation then, we'll say.
Okay. Pre-assist.
Chance creation per 90.
Okay. Fine.
For the stats lover over here.
Chance creation per 90, okay, but no goals.
Yeah, but...
So he doesn't have that in his locker.
True, but he gets up and down. He's very quick. He's technically skillful. He can wriggle away. He's good at one-on-ones. You know, if he stands up the opposing left back, he's good at beating him, getting to the byline, crossing it in. I think he would be a very good addition to our team of the year.
Okay. Yeah, he's a bit of a bit more balanced addition, isn't he? I'm going to go for Giovanni Di Lorenzo, Scudetto winning captain. 3 goals, 2 assists in the league. Played almost every game, missed one through suspension. He's been there and done it before. He's high up when you look at the statistics, such as tackles, even tackles in the middle of the pitch, especially in the back third. And he can also diversify, maybe slot into the back three. He's a diverse kind of play. Mm-hmm. He's done that before. Even at international level, can play on the left at times. So Di Lorenzo, for me still, I'd probably lean for Dumfries over Dodo, even though I do like Dodo. But this is all about who's going to be the number one on that right side. Dan, any change in your preference?
I'm taking Dumfries over Di Lorenzo. I think Di Lorenzo had a good season. But, nah, I think...
Di Lorenzo or Dodo for you?
Dodo, I think.
Okay, so Di Lorenzo's out. It's out of Dodo. So that would mean I would have to choose. I'd probably go based on the goal scoring contributions. I can't go Dodo on that. It's got to be the best in Serie A. And for me, it's still Di Lorenzo, Giovanni. But I'll go with Denzel Dumfries for this. So we'll add Dumfries onto the right side. Let's discuss the left side. Okay, now 2 of us voted for Miranda. So I think... that is good enough. Now, the other selection, who voted for? We've got Dan and Doi.
Yep.
Okay.
Was scored the winner in the Coppa Italia final. I know it's not Serie A, but I think he's been fantastic for Bologna this year.
It's been superb.
Offers pace. He's got goals. I think he's got 8 goals and 4 assists in Serie A, which is not staggeringly brilliant numbers, but I think he's crucial to the way Italiano
he loved him, and he's just trying to find a position where he could put him in, and it's so hard in a 3-5-2, isn't it?
Because
there aren't that many wing backs out and out wing backs,
and look, Miranda is his teammate, and he's more of a left wing back, more of a left back, depends where what Italiano's playing that game. The other one that I wanted in the side, in the midfield, that couldn't make it was Orsolini. And that's because 16 goals, he's been phenomenal, scored some really crucial goals, not only for Bologna, but also for Napoli and for the title race in general, that overhead to beat Inter in the,
San Ricciardo
95th minute. They've got his effigy everywhere down in Naples. So
I think Tavares deserves a mention as well.
Really good at the start of the season. And then he got injured, didn't he? Yeah. And he kind of, and even DeMarco. I know he's not had a great season, but as a left wing back,
I think he's a victim of his own success.
He's world class. He's probably definitely still the best left back, but based on this season, that's what we're talking about. Just to confirm, the midfield, it is Scott McTominay accompanied by Nico Paz, Tijani Reinders. On the right side, it is Denzel Dumfries. On the left side, it is Juan Miranda of Bologna. So let's go up forward. That selects itself because 2 of us we all voted for Retegui.
Yeah.
But Moise Kean was myself. And also...
For Lukaku.
You went for Lukaku. Dan went for Keane as the second option. So I think Dan Moise Kean, I mean, selects himself based on the incredible rise from leaving Juventus in the shape he was. Couldn't really get a kick, couldn't find the back of the net.
Didn't score last season at all.
Nothing was working, was kind of on the fringes of the Italian setup. Now he's like one of the first names that, you know, you click your fingers and he's there. He's in Spalletti's side. And what he's done for Fiorentina this season, just to keep them up in that top half.
And he scored all sorts of goals. It wasn't just a case of like him.
Solo goals as well.
He run scored, at defenders, scored beat all them, sorts. As hit them from outside the box. To be fair. I think that Rafik has probably scored, he's scored, what, 25 goals this season?
Yeah.
And he surely must be in with a shout to be the sort of...
He broke people's record.
But the most under the radar capocannoniere in,
yeah,
in a long time.
Because there are some other 11s out there that didn't select him. And it was staggering. But of course, look, Lukaku was picked by Emmett. You can understand that other people would look at it. He won the Scudetto. Now, if Napoli didn't win the Scudetto, I don't think people would be picking him, to be honest, because 14 goals is his lowest turnout in a while.
If you look at it, you know, we talked about earlier, Lukaku, 10 assists on top of 14 goals.
True.
He Retegui could run in behind. Lukaku could hold the ball up, slide him in. Yeah. I think as a pair that would actually work, this version of Lukaku, as opposed to Lukaku
it's
4 years ago.
A completely hypothetical question. Does Retegui score 25 goals in any team other than Atalanta?
Yeah, that's a true point.
True. But in saying that, you'd have to look at the previous goal scorers under Gasperini to really make that comparison. So just to confirm, it is Matteo Retegui up forward, and he's going to be partnered by Moise Kean. So let's name our Serie A 11, the team of the season for Calcio FC in goal. Can the boys remember? It is Mile Svilar of Roma, great keeper. In defence, three men at the back. Bastoni, he is joined by Rachmani. We all voted for him. And the other defender to slot in is Bologna's John Lukumi. In the midfields, McTominay, Reinders, Paz. On the right side, it is Denzel Dumfries. On the left side is Miranda and the two strikers up forward, Moise Kean and Matteo Retegui. Let us know if you agree with our selection in the comments, of course. Don't go, you know, don't be too harsh on us. And let us know if there are other players that we didn't even think of